Chapter 5. The Shark Battle. The next day, a big shark began to follow the boat.
"This is bad," Dr. Blake said. "We can't dive with that shark in the water. It's too dangerous. Maybe it's a man-eating shark. It's moving its tail constantly, and that's a sign of aggression."
"When a shark is very hungry or aggressive, it can attack an enormous whale or boat," Captain Ike said. "Sharks can bite the side of boats and destroy them."
"But aren't some sharks more dangerous than others?" asked Hal.
"Yes," said Dr. Blake. "There are many different kinds of sharks. Sharks usually attack when they're hungry, but their feelings also influence them. If they're angry or irritated, you'll have to be careful."
"You must always be careful with sharks," said Omo. "I never trust them. Some will swim away from you, but many sharks will attack."
"That's right," said Captain Ike. "I've been a sailor all my adult life, and I don't like sharks. In a 30-year period in Australia, 70 people were killed, 100 people were hurt, and 2 boats were attacked by them."
"This shark looks ferocious," said Hal. "It's got big teeth." After lunch, the shark was still there.
"Well, if the shark won't move, then we'll move," said Dr. Blake. "Captain, let's travel west. I want to take photographs and video some images of the coral."
Hal was excited. He was going to use an underwater video camera for the first time. They travelled for a few hours and then stopped the boat. But the shark was still there. It was looking at the boat. Dr. Blake made a decision. He called everyone together.
"The shark won't go away, so I want to use it. We can test ways of protecting divers against sharks and collect the results," he said.
"That's very nice," said Skink sarcastically. "You'll be safe on the boat collecting your results, and we'll be in danger in the water."
"Don't worry, Inkum," said Dr. Blake. "I'll also be in the water with the shark. Who wants to take the photographs and film the video?"
"I do," said Hal quickly.
"Okay, Hal," said Dr. Blake. "But Roger, maybe you shouldn't come. It's very dangerous, and you're only 16.
"I want to dive," said Roger. "Don't worry, I won't get too near to the shark."
Skink's face was frightened.
"I want to come, but I can't. My leg still hurts from the stingray. I'll stay on the boat with Roger," he said.
"That's strange," replied Dr. Blake. "Your leg was fine at lunchtime."
Just then, Omo appeared. He was carrying a special underwater blowtorch.
"I'm going to repair the side of the boat," he said. "There's a very small hole in it, and it mustn't get any bigger."
Dr. Blake, Hal, and Roger put on their diving equipment. They each had a knife and equipment to fight the shark. Hal also carried the camera. Then they went down to meet the shark. The shark was waiting for them. Dr. Blake swam near it, and it didn't move. It watched Dr. Blake. Then it began to swim in a circle around him. Hal was filming the scene. Roger swam some distance away. Then the shark saw Hal. It moved its tail and started to swim towards the video camera. Hal was frightened, but he didn't stop filming. He could see the shark approaching. Then its enormous head filled the camera lens. The shark opened its mouth to bite the camera. Hal hit the shark's nose with the camera. The shark swam away, but then it turned. Dr. Blake came to help Hal. He took his knife and hit the shark with it. The shark swam away, but returned immediately. It was hurt, and now it was angry. Roger couldn't stay away any longer. He swam towards them, holding the knife in his hand. Hal was moving his arms, signaling to him to stay away, but Roger didn't pay attention to him. The shark tried to attack Roger.
Its open mouth was big and terrible. Roger moved quickly to the side and escaped the shark's mouth. He held on to the fin of the shark and was pulled along in the water. Somehow, he put his knife into the shark. Dr. Blake came and held on to another fin of the shark. He also put his knife into the shark. Hal continued filming. The smell of blood went through the water and more sharks arrived. The ferocious creatures were ready to attack and eat anything, including people. All three men were in serious danger. They had small bags tied to their belts. Dr. Blake opened his bag and signaled to Hal and Roger to open theirs. There was a special yellow powder in the bags. Sharks don't like the smell of this powder, and they usually swim away when they smell it. But these sharks were very excited and didn't notice the bad smell. The men were at the surface now and trying to reach the lively lady, but the hungry sharks surrounded them. The situation was desperate. When they looked up at the boat, they saw Skink smiling and enjoying the scene. Dr. Blake called to him to help, but he didn't move. Suddenly, a big shark jumped high into the air and its body hit the boat. Skink quickly ran to a safe place. "This is the end," thought Hal. "We'll be attacked by the sharks, and we'll die. The wonderful film in the camera will fall to the bottom of the sea, and nobody will ever see it." Suddenly, Omo appeared, holding the blowtorch. It was still hot from the work on the boat. He attacked the sharks with the blowtorch. The flame was hot enough to cut metal. The sharks swam away quickly from the burning torch.
"Wow, Omo, you saved us," said Dr. Blake. "Thank you for arriving when you did."
The tired men climbed up to the boat and sat down, exhausted. Hal put the camera down carefully. He had successfully filmed a terrifying shark battle. Captain Ike brought them some food and drink and came to sit with them. Skink was hiding safely in a corner of the boat. Dr. Blake looked at Omo, Hal, and Roger.
"You were all very brave," he said. "I'm proud to have you all on my expedition."
Roger was very happy. Now nobody could push him to the side because he was young. He was a brave member of Dr. Blake's expedition.